All right, good evening. I trust you're having a wonderful week this week and looking forward to what God's going to do in our service tonight. It's our Wednesday evening service here at Faith Bible Church, and isn't God good? I trust that you're counting your blessings and seeing so many things that God is doing. We must do that. We must be thankful. We must look at all the positive things, and we need to be praying as well. And that God would bless us as a church, bless our country, bless our nation, bless our families, bless us as individuals. Looking forward to a good service tonight. Let's go ahead and take our hymnals. 391, 391 is the song, I Am Resolved. I Am Resolved. We're just going to do three verses tonight. 1, 2, and 4, I Am Resolved. 391. Join with me if you are able. I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight. Things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have allured my sight. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee. I am resolved to go to the Savior, leaving my sin and strife. He is the true one, he is the just one, he hath the words of life. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee. I am resolved to enter the kingdom, leaving the paths of sin. Friends may oppose me, foes may beset me, still will I enter in. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee. All right, let's go ahead and bow our heads for a word of prayer. Father, we're so grateful for all that you do for us. We're thankful for the many things that you are, your character, your nature. And God, we want to praise you and honor and glorify your name this evening. Lord, we are having our prayer service tonight, Lord, and we want to lift up a number of things in prayer, many things that we have to pray for. God, I pray that you would bless the service tonight, that it would bring you honor and glory. God, help me to lead in the way that you want me to. Lord, I pray that I would do it in your spirit, in your power, recognizing that it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. God, we need your strength and power. So be with us tonight, and I pray that it would be a good prayer service and that we can learn some things from your word, and it would be an encouragement to the folks that are in our church this evening. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, another chorus towards the end of your hymnals is 535. Lord, lay some soul upon my heart. 535. Lord, lay some soul upon my heart, and love that soul through me. And may I faithfully do my part to win that soul for thee. Lord, there are souls that I should win, lost souls for whom you died. And may I never drop back or sin with fear or foolish pride. Lord, may I love as you have loved the souls of those I know, and grant me power from heaven above thy love for them to show. All right. Good singing tonight, or at least good following along. You can go ahead and put your hymnals away. And we are looking and doing a study through Spurgeon's book, The Power in Prayer. Just a small book, The Power in Prayer. It's a small book, but I tell you, it is certainly a blessing. And so we're continuing on with that. And we have been looking under the chapter that Spurgeon has been given to us on the arguments in prayer. Arguing in prayer. And it's not an arguing or an argument with God, against God, but it's an argument with God and for God. And it is a review of his attributes, his promise, his name. And we're going to continue on with a few of those arguments tonight. You know, it's when people are sorrowful, it tends to carry weight. I don't particularly fall for that young girl or that girl that wants her way, and she asks for it and doesn't get it, and all of a sudden then knows the power of tears and begins to cry and sob and weep, and before you know it, that loving, tender, caring father or mother gives in to those cries, and then of course gives that daughter what she wants. That is something that personally I don't really like. That I don't like people using those things to get what they want. But isn't it true though, when people come to us filled with sorrow, that there's a tender spot with us that's hard not to give in or to comply with? Well, folks, I believe that God is of the same heart and of the same spirit as God is a God that is tender and is very compassionate. Tonight, to start off, we're going to look at two arguments with God, or for God, and the first is going to be the sorrows of his people. The sorrows of his people. Lamentations chapter 4 is a chapter in which Jeremiah is writing, describing the reactions and realities of the people of Jerusalem around the time of the siege. It was a time when they were at a low point. They were distraught. They were distressed. They were discouraged emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually, financially. It was a mess. And Jeremiah writes of this in Lamentations. In Lamentations chapter 4, we're not going to look at the verses, but he uses a few verses to describe the situation. And he describes a group of hurting people. Jeremiah cries out to the Lord, and we notice how God responds. Let me ask you a question. As Israel was hurting, and it was their fault. They had gone against God. They had done their own thing. They had gone their own way. And isn't it true, though, that we understand that God, with his covenant people, responded beautifully to them? You know what? God has promised to always take care of his people. And God always will. He will always uphold his promises. But I'm reminded in Lamentations chapter 4 how God responds to the cry of his people. And he has a compassionate and tender heart and spirit toward those people. It reminds me of Psalm chapter 18, in which we looked at this last week, when there was a man, David, in distress. And he was the hunted one, and he cries out to the Lord. And of course, remember from last Sunday, God heard that cry, and he rose up, and he came, and he delivered. And certainly, that worthy God, he came in so welcoming, willing, passionate, and wonderful, and he saves David. Really quickly, look at Psalm chapter 28, if you would. Psalm chapter 28, and I want you to look at just this psalm. I've read it recently, and I want you just to see a couple things that David says. Unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy oracle. And then he goes on, and I want you to see verse 6. So David is crying out to God concerning these wicked people. And then we get to verse 6, and notice what David's, where his prayer has gone. He recognizes his distress. He cries out to the Lord. And then in verse 6, he acknowledges, blessed be the Lord, because he hath heard the voice of my supplications. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also and lift them up forever. And so we see the cry of God's people in distress. Folks, God has a tender and compassionate heart to his people, to all people, and to especially his. I want to implore you this evening as we desire to pray to God. Lord, teach us to pray, the disciples said, and so we say as well, Lord, teach us to pray. I believe that what God is teaching us is that we ought to cry out to him. And certainly a God, a loving God, a father that cares about his children is going to be tender-hearted to that cry of his people. And so let's remember that the sorrows of God's people mean much to him. I want to look at a second thing. I want you to see arguing the past for God. You know, we must learn to be people that plead the past. In other words, what God has done in the past for us and for other people. Let's look at a couple passages in the Psalms. Look at Psalm 27, if you would. Go back just a few pages. Psalm 27. Here we're going to look at just one verse. Again, a Psalm of David. But look at verse 9 in Psalm 27. Notice what David does. He pleads the past. He says in Psalm 27, 9, hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. Did you notice what David did there? He said, God of my past. Lord, you saved me in the past. And Lord, I'm calling upon you to do it now. You know what? I think it would be good for us to recall to mind the things that God has done. And remember, these arguments are more for us than they are for God. Remembering for us how God has so blessed us. Before we make more application, let's look at Psalm 71. Psalm 71. Psalm 71 as we go there. Psalm 71, and let's look at verse 18. Again, a psalm of David, probably. There's no heading on there, but would seem a psalm of David. Psalm 71, and let's look at verse 18. Psalm 71, 18. Now also when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not. until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to everyone that is to come. And here the psalmist, if it is David, says, when I'm old and gray-headed, God, would you do this? And so you jump ahead when David is old and gray-headed, and he's going to look back and he's going to be able to share with his descendants all that God had done, that they would see God's power to everyone then and that would be to come. And I would say that this is pleading the past with God. Moses pled with the Lord as they left Egypt and went across the Red Sea, and then, you know, as they wandered in the wilderness and then crossing the Jordan. There were many times in which Moses was praying to the Lord and crying out to the Lord and pleading with the Lord. And he would go to the Lord and he would say, God, you have brought us out of Egypt. He was remembering back to what God had done, and then he was going to plead that same nature and character of a God that doesn't change concerning his current situations. Moses, now keep going on with what you have already been. Complete the victory with us. I'm reminded of Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6. You can turn there quickly. Probably many of you know it. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Did you catch that? What God has started, he's going to complete. What he was in the past will be now and will be in the future. When we pray to the Lord, we need to plead his past. Remember the past. This is why it's so important to spend time remembering back to all the things that God has done. What has God done for you in the past? We sing the song, Here I Raise Mine Ebenezer. That word Ebenezer, hither by thy help I'm come, or recalling to mind what God had done. God our help, and God our help and what it was. And so they erected this memorial, Ebenezer. The Lord had defeated the Philistines at Mizpah, and they put up this Ebenezer so that it would be a standing memorial so that they could remember. That wouldn't be the first time that God's people had built something or some stones in order for the future generations to remember, maybe even themselves, to go back and remember all that God had done for them. We must remember so that we can plead the past. And I ask you this evening, what has God done for you in the past? And it would be good for you to remember those things. Remember what God has done. And by the way, may I take a time out? You will help you to remember if you would build up an Ebenezer. Would you do something, put a memorial into your life so that you can remember, so that you can go back and say, you know what? I remember what God did back then. Kids, look at what God has done. Oh, such a valuable tool that you set up something, a memorial, memorials that you remember. And then to practically use this with prayer and what we're talking about, that you can take that remembrance, you can take that memorial and say, God, wait a second, I'm struggling now with provisions. Maybe you're cut short, with your paycheck and all of your bills that you have, and you say, God, you know what, how are you going to do this? I don't know how you're going to do it. And all of a sudden you remember way back when you were in college and you were a poor college student. Or you remember back when you had nothing as you were starting off as a young family. Or remember when you began that ministry. You remember when those times you felt like you didn't have anything. And it was then you recall that God was your Jehovah Jireh. And God provided then, and he is going to provide for you now. You see, the same God yesterday, today, forever, he is the same. Jesus is the same. He's going to be the same God to you. And it would be good for you to plead the past. plead the past. Remember back to what God has done. What has God done for you? I want to encourage you tonight, tomorrow, in the coming week, remember back to the ways in which God has been so good to you. And maybe even think through the situations that you're in now, whether it's spiritual, emotional, financial, physical, whatever it is. Remember how God has been good to you, and then go to the throne of grace and plead that past with him. God, you have been, and this is who you are. God, would you be this to me? Maybe it's God's presence. God, where are you? Like David would cry out. And then you recall to mind God's presence with you. Presence with you in the past. Maybe it would be protection. You're fearful of something and defeat and destruction. And you remember how God came to your rescue that one day, long time ago. Help, provisions, so many things. God has been good to you. I know he has. Would you recall to mind, remembering to plead the past? So tonight, what have we learned in prayer? We need to argue with sorrow, because God is compassionate towards his weeping children. Just like we are as humans, we're tender to that weeping child, and God is tender to that weeping child of his. Oh, let's come before the throne of grace in our tears and our moanings and our petitions. God, would you help? I care about this. And God is quick to answer, and petitioning the past, remembering all that God has done. Folks, let's bring these things before the throne of grace, and let's watch God move with his great loving compassion for us. Good tools, good things that we have to learn from God's word and this small book, The Power in Prayer. All right. All right, let's go ahead and take out our prayer bulletins and the sheets that we have for this week. Remember and recall to mind Philippians 1:27. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one faith, or in one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. What's at stake? It's the gospel that is at stake. Folks, I want to encourage you, as you look down at your prayer sheets there, to be praying for our country. We need to pray for our country and the leadership. And I say that every week, but we don't want to take it for granted. Our country needs the Lord. And I say that this could be the opportunity right now that we get. We're going through this pandemic. We're going through this difficult time. And I would say if God pulls us out of this and we move forward, that it's time for God's people and the world to respond. Boy, if we don't, I wonder what is going to happen. I don't know, and none of us know. Lord, come quickly. That would be a good thing, but we need to pray for revival. We need to pray that God would do something and that people would respond. God's people would respond to this and wake up and get busy for him. But let's be praying for our country and the leadership, that God would get a hold of their hearts, that they would know how to lead, that they would speak the truth, that they would pull us out of the mess and get us back on our feet and move us towards God. So let's pray for our country and leadership. I'm not going to go through all the individual things, but you have those on your sheets. Be praying. There are many physical needs. There's recovery needs. There's safety needs. There are mostly physical on this sheet. But let's just pray that God would work with people. And I want to encourage you to grab your directories and pray right through that thing. There are people that could be right now, as I deliver this video to all you all that are out there, that are going through things that we need to be praying for. I know of one circumstance right now that I'm going to name no names, nothing about the circumstance, but there's a great need that somebody has and it's going on in their lives, Lord. And we need to pray to our Lord that he would do something about it. God, would you please work? And there's many people. Every one of us needs that kind of prayer. And so would you be praying for these situations. But go down through the list, pray for them, pray for our missionaries, the Lopezes. You notice some updates there with their family. Be praying for daughter and granddaughter that God would certainly bless. And so, lots to pray for. I'm going to go ahead and bow my head right now and pray. And you pray along with me. As I'm done, pray as a family, whoever you're with, that God would meet these needs and would do a great and mighty work. Individually, family, church-wide, county-wide, statewide, country-wide, worldwide. That God would do his work. Let's go ahead and bow our heads for a word of prayer. And let's pray for, just in general, some of these things. God, would you please be with us? I thank you for your good word. Thank you that of the things that we could learn tonight. God, would you help us to come before the throne of grace with power and might. Lord, petitioning the past, praying with sorrow and emotion. Lord, not just to get what we want, but Lord, you're tender to that. And Lord, I pray that it would be real and it would come from within and not just some show to get what we want. Lord, I trust that we all understand that, but Lord, help us to pray what's on our hearts. God, and you'll be tender towards that. Lord, I pray for our country. I pray for our leadership. I pray for the situations going on now. I pray for all the physical needs that are going on in our church, the procedures to take place, the relatives that we're praying for. God, the emotional needs, the physical needs, the spiritual needs. Oh, God, would you help us to wake up to the things of you and we would be ready to serve you with our whole hearts. Oh, God, would you help us? Lord, help us. And Lord, would we be ready to help out with other people and to be a blessing where we can? God, thank you for this opportunity to worship you tonight with our singing, with our prayer, with the Word of God and our understanding and application of it. Lord, meet us. Lord, be with us throughout the remainder of this week and bring us back together soon. Lord, we look forward to Sunday and what you're going to give through the preaching and teaching of your Word. For it's in your Son's holy and precious name, Jesus, we pray these things. Amen. All right, I trust that tonight's service has been a blessing, and God bless, and we'll talk to you and see you soon. All right, thank you.